And Thad and I wanted to come to you today and talk to you about a specific aspect of them. Of course, the subject of CFPB regulation is by design too big to cover in a half hour or a half a week or a half a month. But in terms of practical point is for practitioners who have clients in bankruptcy, who have mortgages that they're trying to keep, those are the things that we wanted to talk to you about today. The RESPA regulations are implemented primarily on the TILA regulations, primarily through some things called Regulation X, historical, and Regulation Z. Those are now embodied in in 12 USC Part 1024. So that's a subject we're going to talk about. Regulation X is the slide on your screen, and you can see that it is a consumer protection regulation. RESPA is a consumer protection statute. The CFPB now administers it. And do you have the clicker, Thad?
I do. Why don't I? Here you go.
I'll drive because you're talking.
I am? All right. Well, then, so one of the things that we're going to do to begin with is to try to give you a little bit of a feel for the overall structure and functionality of RESPA and TILA as they apply to mortgage servicing in particular. For our sense for the room, who here has sent or received or responded to a RESPA qualified written request, request for information, or notice of error? Anybody? All right, a few folks. That's good. We should all be using these in our consumer practices to the extent that we're representing debtors. The unfortunate reality is that both RESPA and TILA operate in parallel. They provide rights that that we need to be enforcing on behalf of our clients that are very much interrelated, but they're separate statutes.